letter to the Hebrews in chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. During his life on earth, he offered up prayer and entreaty, aloud and in silent tears, to the one who had the power to save him out of death. And he submitted so humbly that his prayer was heard. Although he was son, he learned to obey through suffering. But having been made perfect, he became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Darkness will hide my tears from view, but fact is, they continue to dampen my face. If it is only in the light I can sense your tears, it is probably up to me to provide that light. Aware of you, I can then see and touch your wounds and offer comfort and healing. The urgency of this summons lies in this, that I might meantime get used to the dark, find the light too piercing, unbearable, and not see that you are grieving, hurting, perhaps hoping still. The grief in Jesus' heart became an entreaty on our behalf, often aloud and then in silent tears, to the one, as we heard, to the one who had the power to save him out of death. His prayer was heard, so humbly was it submitted. As humbly, as meekly, as the lamb is led away to slaughter. I am still living in the valley of tears for all the joy of being a disciple of Jesus. Belonging to the church of his disciples is no panacea, but it is in him that I pray, that I entreat, that I cry aloud too. And I cry often in the silent loneliness of grief, disappointment, occasional despair, or brokenness. He bowed his head and gave up the spirit. His last human movement of body and mind are his gift to the world. It is not the legacy of his teaching merely that has come through Calvary and is still relevant. No, his heart intercedes for us still, for the disciples who are the sisters and brothers, and for those who seek but have not identified him as the guide for their searching souls, and for those who cannot even imagine a search, for those who believe they have found and understood it all, and that nothing beyond this earthly life and realm can mean anything. And for those who are paralyzed by fear of what answers might emerge, so they shy away from asking. In the hands of the creative and imaginative God, Adam became a living being and took the responsibility of naming other living creatures, naming and ideally caring. Now, recreated in union with the hands of Christ who gave all, who handed his very life away for the life of his fellow human beings, we can now name other humans. We can enable them to call on the name of Christ. We can care for them as well as name them, shelter those who need it most, heal those severely wounded, including those we have hurt. It is in the light of the risen Christ, in which we've been bathed, glory to God. It is in this light we can look steadily at the cross of Calvary and not turn away our faces. The crowds are described as being appalled on seeing him, the servant Isaiah imagines and hopes for. That servant had no looks to attract our eyes, but But now, in the light of Easter, the Isaian servant is seen in full view. And a death that yields life is much more than merely appalling. The grief of the mother of Jesus remained, I am sure. How could she lose her son so young and so cruelly? But her own heart, pierced severely by the lance that was thrust through him whom even Pilate initially intended to release, her heart wept in silence too. In Christ, the sun that knows no setting, I find the magnetic field that enables me not to stray away into uncontrollable space, but to live, revolve around him and flourish, eyes fixed on him who offers me hope. He offers me today. Have no care for tomorrow if your today enables you to wipe your sister's or brother's tears. Guess what? You will then find your own faces dry. Your eyes still see clearly. And you look upon him who has mercifully looked upon you, healed you, and commissioned you to bear fruit. You may look at Christ's Calvary and not find yourself turning away. It may make a great deal of sense, actually, to include Holy Communion in the Good Friday service, for it is in the sharing of broken bread that we find our eyes recognizing him for whom, as a people, we have longed for centuries. Yes, this is the day